This is the farmer's calendar for July 2015. Turkeys are a common sight here all winter. We watch them moving through our woods in ghostly battalions. And when the snow is too deep for them in the woods, their unmistakable four-toed tracks draw hieroglyphics up and down our driveway. But when the first big tom set foot in our yard on a hot summer day, we were startled. He was followed by four females, who crisscrossed the far end of the field as if they were partners in a quadrille. They stalked deliberately to and fro, their heads and beaks dipping rhythmically to dine on bugs. Then they sat down in the sun like ladies at a 19th century church picnic, spreading their voluminous skirts. Perhaps they were taking a dust bath. That end of the yard is the first to dry out. They stayed half an hour, looking contented. Recently, there was a kerfuffle in the local paper when a letter to the editor proposed that turkeys should be hunted year-round because they carry deer ticks, which in turn carry Lyme disease. The suggestion was answered by a salvo from outraged correspondents challenging the writer's knowledge of turkeys, ticks, and good sense. Do turkeys read the papers? Maybe that's why they looked contented.